It's time for the Kelly in the Morning Podcast. Now here she is, the one, the only, Kelly O'Neill.
Ashley Smalley from the Salvation Army. You're constantly busy.
Yeah, it's not just work Marines with the Salvation Army.
It's not just one thing.
No, not at all. We actually have quite a few things that we have. We have our Ross Perot Center of Hope shelter. We have our family store. And then we also have our social services as well. And not to mention our Boys and Girls Club.
The Ross Perot, tell me the name again.
The Ross Perot Center of Hope shelter.
Where is that shelter?
It is located right here in downtown Texarkana, 316 Hazel Street, directly behind our social services building, which is 400 East 4th Street, Texarkana, Arkansas.
How did I not know that? Or maybe I forgot, because I worry when we have weather like this, when it's going to be super, super cold, like tonight. I mean, it's going to be down to 26, and because we've got a large homeless population here, and it's definitely too cold and too wet and disgusting for people to be out in it.
Yes, ma'am, I agree. But thankfully, at the Ross Perot Center of Hope shelter, we are the only shelter in Texarkana that accepts families. You actually get to keep those babies with their mothers, and they're safe.
Why is not every shelter should be like that?
I don't know.
It's crazy.
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's crazy. So that's awesome. Is there certain hours in weather like this? Is it okay to stay?
It is okay to stay. You can actually come in overnight. We actually have 24-hour
okay
monitor there that will accept our individuals overnight.
And I was thinking, when I was talking to you earlier, you had mentioned something about, is it a soup kitchen?
Yes. Okay. We have our food pantry and soup kitchen. Our soup kitchen is every evening from 5:30, and we feed the entire public. If you're hungry, come on in.
That's
we'll feed you 5:30 every day.
Do you have any idea numbers wise how many people end up coming every night, or is it?
It varies from night to night, but there's quite a bit. They start to line up at about 10 minutes till and. Mm-hmm. Get their bellies full, and some of them will stay, and some of them will go find other children.
Yeah, I love the idea, though, that just anybody, if you're hungry, just come on. We were also talking about a couple of things that you guys do during December, well, November, December, that I said, oh, we'll wait until a little closer to talk about it, and you said, no, we need to talk about it now.
Definitely. Our Angel Tree and our Red Kettle campaign. The Angel Tree is what you see in Central Mall. In different locations. I believe you guys are an Angel Tree location as well. It's where you have the children and the seniors of the community that are less fortunate that are put on this tree, and they're picked by different people in the community that would like to bless them with some gifts.
I love that program.
That was a huge success this past year, and we're looking forward to it again this year. To touch on the Red Kettle real quick, those are the people that you see outside of Walmart, Sam's Club, Super One. That is where we get 80% of our donations throughout the year for November and December.
Wow.
So it's very, very important that when you see those kettles, drop something in those kettles for us.
I know that, I mean, because you hear about it, stories about people throughout the United States that they'll throw in like a gold coin or something that, you know, is super fabulously wonderful, like our diamond ring.
Yeah, we have some interesting people do the same here in Texarkana. So
really?
Give us the $2 bills. There's one person that will stamp a smiley face, and I'm not familiar with him, but Miss Hogan, our office manager, says he does it every year. And
that's,
we're assuming he's a he, but we're not sure.
That's
so whoever
really
you are.
That's really neat.
We really appreciate that.
And I do know that some locations, I just don't know if it's here in Texarkana, if we have any, that they're starting to accept, like, credit cards and debit cards.
Yes, we surely do.
Okay, because I know, unfortunately, we don't carry cash.
Everyone doesn't carry cash, right?
It's you know, I always feel bad when I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't have any cash. So those are, again, two really great programs, and you are looking already to start talking to people if they would like to volunteer.
Yes,
you
got to
start recruiting now, right?
Yes, we have a website called Register to Ring. If you go to that website, it'll get you right to Texarkana. You can pick the location that you want to ring at, the date and time. It's very, very simple.
Wow.
Registertoring.com.
Okay.
You can do that now.
That's awesome.
But if you want to give me a call down at the Salvation Army, it's 870-774-2701. And like I said, we can get the ball rolling as early as today and get you on that schedule.
That way you can pick your spot and pick your time before everybody else gets in.
That's true.
Yeah, first come, first serve, baby. Okay, so do you guys have a Facebook page?
We do. The Salvation Army Texarkana.
Okay. Thank you so much. Anything else you want to hit right before we have to go?
Here in the next couple of weeks, on the 23rd, we have the Gladys Moore Stone Soup Luncheon. It's where you can come in and you can dine, and the meal includes salad, taco soup, Texas toast, and a drink. It's a bake sale that actually benefits the Salvation Army, but it's through our Salvation Army Women's Auxiliary. So
that's
you
awesome.
Have the opportunity to check them out on the 23rd of April. All proceeds do come back to us.
And it's wonderful because it really isn't stone soup. Just in case you're wondering.
Great selections of soup. Just watch our Facebook page. You'll see that invite on there for the stone soup. Go ahead and click it and join us as well.
So much good information. And it was a joy to have you in the radio station.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. Listen to Kelly live weekdays from 6 until 10 a.m. on Cool 95.1.